the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, As You Like It. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. So says Jacques in As You Like It, Shakespeare's comedy written about, 1599. It opens with some events having already transpired, namely that Duke Frederick has usurped the dukedom from his older brother, Senior Duke. It doesn't really have a name other than that. Senior Duke has escaped into the forest, into the woods, where many a good noble man has followed him. He lives sort of a Robin Hoodish kind of life. A lot of good people coming his way. Duke Frederick, cool with that, because he keeps confiscating lands. Until one day, when he realizes at some point that though he allowed the Duke Senior's daughter, Rosaline, to stay with his daughter, Celia, because Celia really liked Rosaline and they grew up together and everything, that the people seem to be more into Rosaline than his own daughter, Celia, and he has concerns about that. He's concerned that a lot of people are going to the Duke, and so, and I'll get to this in a second, sets a lot of this plot in motion. The play opens, however, with Oliver and Orlando. Oliver's the older brother. Orlando is the youngest son of a man, Sir Roland de Bois. Oliver doesn't really like his younger brother, Orlando, and has come up with a scheme where there's this famous wrestler, who his name's Charles, who's the Frederick's wrestler. And he challenges anyone to wrestle him, and invariably the people who wrestle him get hurt, very, very hurt. And through several machinations, Orlando, who is, determined to prove his name worthwhile, is thrust into wrestling Charles. What happens there is that the two princesses, let's call them, Celia and Rosalind, meet Orlando, and Rosalind kind of is sweet on Orlando, to be perfectly honest. Orlando a little sweet on Rosalind. And they try and talk him out of it, but he says, no, don't do that. Believe me, this is the way to do it. What happens is that Orlando, surprisingly enough, kicks Charles's butt, really takes it to him, knocks him out, takes him out. The Duke, when he finds out that he is actually... the son of a supporter of the deposed Duke is very despondent and not so thrilled, but he says, ah, good job, but yeah, I would have been happier if you had told me someone else was your father. And he leaves. He also realizes that people seem to be more into the Duke than Senior Duke than to him, Duke Frederick, so he decides that he's got to take matters into his own hands, and so he banishes Rosalind within 10 days and says, you got to get out of here, you're done, it's been a mistake. Celia says, you might as well banish me then, because that's ridiculous. She and I are one and the same. I'm going to. Duke says, that's ridiculous. Look, just Rosalind, get out of here in 10 days. Celia, however, determined to go with Rosalind. And so they decide to steal into the night, into the woods, and vanish and escape the Duke. They're going to be banished together and find liberty that way. In order to do this, however... They decide that one of them really has to dress as a man, and so they decide Rosalind will dress as the man, and Celia will go as the name Alienia, and Alienia, something like that, I don't know. Because beauty provoketh thieves sooner than gold, which I think is a great line. And so Rosalind dresses as a man, but a very attractive man, a pretty man, and that will cause no end of problems. So anyway, they escape into the forest, where the Duke is holding court, Senior Duke is holding court, and one of his men, Jacques, who is a very melancholy guy, but unlike Don John from Much Ado About Nothing, he's just melancholy. He's just not happy. He's just sort of is sort of melancholy in that way. And not necessarily mean about things, but has a very negative outlook on life. What transpires from there is that he actually has a great line, by the way, which is, I can suck melancholy out of a song as a weasel sucks eggs, which I think is really... That's saying it, man. Jacques, I'm a big fan of Jacques, if you can't tell. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be. I think I am, but I think I'm supposed to be more into the idea of, you know, being merry rather than being so melancholy. Into the woods they go, and Jacques has been hanging out with some people there. Rosalind and Celia, and they take a fool with them, a jester by the name of Touchstone. They have a shepherd buy land for them with the money that they stole from the Duke. And set up shop as a shepherd, yes, and shepherd person. They've got a shepherd flockingness thing going. Gone slightly off the rails, haven't I? Oh, well. Orlando, meanwhile, returns home to find out that his brother intends to burn him in his bed and kill him from an old servant guy who agrees to become his servant. They escape in the woods, and after, you know, putting on airs as being gruff savages, they actually stumble upon the senior duke and his band, and is sort of taken in by them, and so they're sort of living in the woods now. It then proceeds from there that the Duke, Frederick, accuses Oliver of treachery and traitordom and traitorousness and a lot of T's. Not so many T's. I'm just rambling at this point, which is bad. Anyway, so he sort of banishes then Oliver and to go find his brother to prove to the Duke that he is not a traitor, that his brother has to vouch for him and say that he's not actually a traitor, that just the brother's the traitor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's complicated. I don't know what to tell you. So anyway, Oliver goes into the woods, and there's a great scene before this develops further between Orlando and Jacques. Orlando has been putting up signs and sonnets all over the forest proclaiming his love for Rosalind. And actually, Rosalind and Celia find them and can't believe what's going on. And Celia has to explain that it's actually Orlando who's doing it because Rosalind doesn't quite get it and then realizes... then Rosalind realizes how much she really digs and loves Orlando. And they come up with a plan that I'll tell you about in a second. But when Orlando and Jacques meet, Jacques thinks it's ridiculous what's going on. And there's a great discussion between them that they don't really like each other, they shouldn't like each other, and they should just avoid each other as much as possible. And it's a really good scene. In the meantime... Celia and Rosalind eventually come across Orlando, and Rosalind puts on this disguise as obviously a man, and she says, "Well, woo me as a man, and I'll free you from this love of this Rosalind, and we'll cure you, and it'll be fine." So he goes along with the joke for whatever reason. It's not entirely sold on me, to be honest, and woos her as Rosalind, though she actually is Rosalind. There's a line, though, that because he doesn't take it as seriously as Rosalind would like him to. "The oath of a lover is no stronger than the word of a tapster. They are both the confiner of false reckoning." Oh, mercy. I totally butchered that quote. I can't go back and fix it, though. So that's Celia Act 3, Scene 4. It goes from there, and a lot of people have fallen for Rosalind / as a man, and it gets complicated, and there's this and that and the other thing. Ultimately... Orlando is stayed from being able to go woo her like he said he was because he came across his brother in the wilderness fighting off a lion that Orlando fights to save his brother. They patch everything up amongst themselves, but Orlando's kind of hurt. Can't go. So Oliver goes and finds this Rosalind blind in the forest to tell her that to tell this man / woman that he couldn't come because he got hurt. Oliver kind of sold on the idea, I guess, but mainly out of obligation, but he loves his brother now, so he's willing to do it and go with it. Good thing, too, because when he meets Celia, they are sort of love at first sight, and they are going to get married. Rosalind does a number of machinations to resolve everything all at once in the final wedding, where... she tells Orlando that she's a magician. She can conjure the real Rosalind at the wedding tomorrow if that's what he really wants. He tells the woman who's been rebuffing Touchstone that you know, because she likes the he/she of Rosalind, that if she can't marry him, then maybe you know, she needs to think about it more. And so anyway. Everybody gets married as they're supposed to get married at the end. It's as the audience would want it. At the very end, it's in fact even revealed that the Duke, Frederick, has decided he's the wrong Duke. And restores Senior Duke to his dukedom, and everything's kind of resolved as you like it in the audience. There's an epilogue from Rosalind that she sort of... ask everyone to like the play as they are wont, that's sort of it. I think I butchered this more than I should have. And truth be told, I remember seeing this in college, and I have no recollection of it. As I read it here, I was like, I've seen this play. I know I've seen As You Like It. I didn't remember any of this. I don't know if there's multiple versions, which I sincerely doubt, but maybe I just didn't get it in college. It's pretty good. There's wrestling, there's lions, there's, cross-dressing. what can I say? As You Like It, complete works of William Shakespeare as told by me, Kevin Hanna, and this one really has gone off the rails. A couple of quick quotes to add in that I'm a fan of from As You Like It. We that are true lovers run into strange capers, Touchstone. I never loved my brother in my life, Oliver. Rosalind has a line that says, "Do you not know I'm a woman when I think I must speak?" Because she keeps interrupting Celia and everything. And the last little one is Rosalind has when the woman is interested in Rosalind the man, she says, "Her love is not the hare that I do hunt," which I think is one of those phrases that I think I really should use more often in everyday speech. Oh, one last thing. When Rosalind is a man, her name is Ganymede. So when you're playing Jeopardy, now you know.